They are rooted in traditional American music. Their repertoire runs from original tunes to swing, blues, traditional songs, lyrics that paint vivid pictures of real people living real lives with lots and lots of vocal harmony. They will release their fifth album this month, and tonight Wild Carrot is here in the studio. Good evening for Around Cincinnati. I'm Elaine Deal. Pam Temple, Spencer Funk, Susanna Barnes, Julia Higgins, Wild Carrot, and the Roots Band. Welcome. How about kicking it off with what you do best, a song?
Was a job, you know, just a little stepping stone till I got my feet back on the ground. Never thought I'd turn a life around. Well, he was at a table in the back, nursing coffee black. How much for just one breakfast taco? I'd never served just one. I said, I don't know. And his dirty clothes and empty eyes broke me up. So I lied, I messed up this order, gonna throw it away. There's no charge today, no charge. I believe in the power of a pancake breakfast. About 3 weeks when he came back to see me, and he said, I know what you did for me, honey. I want to pay you back. This time it's on me. I found a job and a place to stay. I almost ended it that day, but you gave me hope when I was down. Now I'm gonna spread that love around. You can make book on me. Yeah, he said, I believe. Between nowhere and goodbye, we forget to look folks in the eye. Inside these steamy checkered walls, time don't matter much at all. Folks will talk for hours, a tip me a quarter, looking for something that they can't short order. Oh yeah, I believe.
The Power of a Pancake Breakfast. The song opens up the brand new CD by Wild Carrot and the Roots Band. I was kind of hoping you would open your set today with that one, because I think it's as perfect an introduction to Wild Carrot as any song you've ever written. So tell me, Pam, are you a little bit of Ivy?
I don't know if I'm a little bit of Ivy. I guess so. Yeah. I mean, just kind of that human touch. I'm always kind of looking to connect with people in some way. But that story actually grew out of a driveway moment, which NPR listeners will be very familiar with. There was a feature they used to run called This I Believe, and some folks might remember that. It's just kind of normal folks like you and me kind of doing a 90-minute kind of summary of one of their foundational tenets of life. And so Ivory Harlow was giving her this I Believe reading, and I cried sitting in my driveway. And Spencer has laid down a rule in our house that I have to write a song about whatever makes me cry. So we're busy because I cry a lot.
That's where I get my free time.
So I had to labor over this one a little bit, but I basically took her story and massaged it a little bit and turned it into that song. So.
Is this one of the newer songs from Wild Carrot on this record?
It's newer as far as just like how much we've performed it, I think. It needs a special setting. So I think it needs a really attentive listening audience. It's not one we play in restaurants or, you know, loud settings like that. So it's new in that sense, although it did take a couple of years to finish it. So it doesn't feel new to me.
The new CD is called Between the Darkness and the Light. And I know, Pam, that it's been a labor of love, a story of perseverance. You've been through some personnel changes in the band over the course of some rather tumultuous years of your years at WNKU coming to an end with after many, many years of programming and producing the Front Porch radio program. There, how does music help you get through such tumult?
Oh, wow. It's just where I go. It's where I land when I'm struggling with something, loss, or, you know, I've tried to write a song about what you and I've been through over the last couple of years, and so far it hasn't quite gelled. But yeah, it's just kind of writing and songwriting is kind of where I go to sort things out for myself.
Yeah. And your partner here, this is Spencer Funk, a partner on and off stage. Spencer, what came first, the marriage or the music?
You know, I met Pam at an event held by the Queen City Balladeers at the Leo Coffee House, and that was the first time I'd seen her and heard her. So it's hard to separate the two. Certainly the music, listening to her perform and sing had an impact.
And today you're here with Susanna Barnes. Susanna, you've been with Wild Carrot for a while now.
I think since late summer of 2012.
Is that right? Like about 5 years, something like that.
Did you know this style of music before? Did you come from classical?
I did come from classical. I also got a degree in jazz, but my dad always listened to bluegrass, and I kind of grew up since, you know, around like 14, I would listen to Bela Fleck and transcribe that stuff, and I loved the sound of folk music and fiddle.
And Julia, I know that you're a CCM graduate with a hefty jazz pedigree. You appeared on our Joint Is Still Jumpin' jazz CD. And who did you play with on that one?
I played with the Sandy Susskind Quartet.
And you're a CCM grad, recent?
Yes, I am. Graduated the spring of 2017.
Julia Higgins, Susanna Barnes, Pam Temple, and Spencer Funk. They are together, Wild Carrot and the Roots Band, here to joyfully announce a brand new CD, which in this day and age, it's tough to get something like that finished. You worked with a couple of different producers before you finally settled on one.
We did. I've always kind of had this, you know, dream in my mind of the kind of person that I wanted to work with and never have quite found that person. And I'm certainly not that person. We tried to produce a couple of our own albums, but this one just was what I've like, where have you been all my life?
Who was that person?
Yeah, David Archer. He's a friend and met him through his wife, who I'm friends with. And he's just very skilled at producing and loves doing it for friends. And he just, you know, we could give him the songs and he would add to them when we were gone. And he would say, oh, I hear this here. What about trying singing it this way, you know, and just not just taking all that decision making away from us, which is so helpful. And, you know, it's extra special helpful when his ideas were good and we loved them. So it all worked out great. Yeah.
Spencer, how did you or when did you know that David got you guys?
He just seemed to get it from the beginning. He's just a great producer, great ideas. What he does mostly these days is master things. He's from England, and so folks from England send him raw material, and he just turns it around into a great product. I've heard the before and after there from the beginning, and so certainly that was insightful.
Well, how about another song? You're here to talk to us a little bit, but we really want to hear more music.
Great. You want to do Now I Fly?
Sure.
Okay. Well, we were talking about how music helps us process life, and this is one of those songs that grew out of just a really hard, sad time. We lost a young friend it's been six years ago now, I guess. Folks who've been in Cincinnati a while might remember the story of Esme Kenny. A very sad story. She was a guitar student of Spencer's, actually, and had been at our house.
A schoolmate
of Julia's, and had been at our house the day she was abducted and murdered. And so that's just been, what do you do with that? So I wandered around the house crying and would come to my guitar and strum it a little bit and just ended up writing this song, which I like to think of as hopeful. She was such a bright, really special young girl. And we kind of have a little altar to her at our house, and it always brings me into the moment and kind of reminds me of what's good and keeps us grounded a little bit. So this is called Now I Fly, or Esme's song.
Letting each soul with an ember spark.
All of a sudden, the title of the CD makes a whole lot of sense to me. The new CD is called Between the Darkness and the Light, and the story of Ivy and the pancake breakfast was light and happy. And then, boy, talking about extremes, there's Esme's song dedicated to the memory of Esme Kenny, Now I Fly. When you play that, though, I picture that beautiful blue mobile that they have down at SCPA that was erected in her memory. Mm-hmm. So do Esme's parents, are they able to listen to the music?
I think so. I just was on Facebook with Lisa and, you know, sent her a CD. So I think they, you know, it's good to remember.
Yeah.
So
yeah. This isn't your first foray into healing music, using music as a healing art. Wild Carrot plays all over town at festivals and restaurants, and we'll be happy to link you up to those dates. But talk about some of the performances that you do that aren't necessarily open to the public. Spencer, you've been involved in the arts and healing.
We got involved with Arts and Healing. It's been a couple years now. And through that program, we do performances at the VA, UC Medical, Hospice, and it's just a different, it's a whole different thing. Just trying to really reach music, reach people with the music and stressful situations. So in those situations, patients, staff, family members that are there all, and we ourselves get something special out of that. So
when you go into a situation like a hospice or a very, very sick person's room, do they ask you for certain songs or do you suggest material to perform for them?
Both and. So some people have certain requests, like a hymn that they like, or we'll usually ask them what genre of music is their favorite. And if they like show tunes or swing, we'll just pull something out of our repertoire, country. Someone once asked for Hank Williams tune, and the only Hank Williams tune we had in our kit bag that day was Mind Your Own Business. So we ended up doing that and the family just got a real laugh out of it. And, you know, so it's good to be able to laugh and through the tears in those situations too. And someone requested the Crawdad song, you know, that's the song, you get a line, I'll get a pole, honey, you get a line, I'll get a pole, babe. And we thought that was a weird request, but the family all sang along.
The patient was singing along with that. It's obviously it went back to her childhood. Really sparked a memory for her. So it's one of those things you just never know what's going to happen. And it's whatever happens is special at some level.
Julia, do you get a lot of curveballs tossed your way on Wild Carrot gigs?
You know, sometimes, you know, Pam and Spencer, they just know so much music. And I've only been playing with them for, gosh, a year?
Yeah.
So I maybe know a quarter of what they know. But I just do my best and try to, you know, smile.
Well, we're so lucky because Julia and Susanna are just, you know, heads and shoulders above me as far as musicianship and knowledge and ability to just hear harmonies and write out notes just like you're writing a letter to somebody. It's amazing to me. So I feel really supported by both of them.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, listening to you and watching you play. We're videotaping this, but if you're just listening on the radio, there's choreography involved in this mixing. Less somebody pushing the faders and more you guys moving in and out as you do that crowd around one microphone thing. Susanna, was that different for you to learn to physically step in and out?
Yeah, I'm still learning. I do play in a bluegrass group that also does this also. So, but, you know, it's easy to kind of just stay back and it's hard to really put yourself, you know, right in front of the microphone.
Well, the vocal blend is wonderful. I would actually like to hear more of that. You got another song?
Sure.
You want to do Flycatcher?
Sure.
Okay, well, we'll let Spencer sing a lead on one. And Spencer is our comic relief and our dark side as far as rep goes.
So he is between the darkness and the light on one body.
He is both sides of that dramatic mask there. So we'll let you introduce this one.
This is a tune written by a gentleman named Kevin Welch. He's a great songwriter and not a name that the public would tend to know. Back when WNKU was thriving, that's where I first heard his work, and it just resonated with me. This one's called Flycatcher Jack in the Whippoorwill Song, and it's the main character in the song is just sort of well, I don't know, tired, fed up with the way things are. And I think there's a lot of that around these days. It's Flycatcher Jack and the Whippoorwill Song.
Mother's milk, steady as a siren. Though my whiskers smell of soap, my pistol smells of iron. And this old porch is higher than the rest of this poor town. Well, every day just slips away and I watch the sun go down. If I was a gambling man the way I used to be, well, the downtown gals would gather round just to watch the likes of me. And them lazy bones would tumble, them lazy bones would roll. I'd pick out my downtown gal and give her all my gold. Hey, hey, whippoorwill sing all kinds of crazy things. All I know is if I had wings, I'd be gone by. Once a year, this old hotel fills up at harvest time. Mexicans and gypsies, mostly friends of mine. You know, they all come in at sundown. They fill my whiskey glass. We sit and sing the old songs, let the evening pass. Now, in the old days, I worked with them, and I worked till the work was done. Back in those days, the crew we had, we were always number one. Yeah, northward with the season, southward in the fall, till I got hurt in the oil patch, boys, I had it all. Hey, hey, whippoorwill sing all kinds of foolish things. All I know is if I had wings, I'd be gone by. Suzanne. Got no rain at all, not a single crop came in. And now nothing moves down Main Street but that Oklahoma wind. And I am just a shadow, well, of the man I used to be. And I wish I had someone to sing the long black veil with me.
She walks these hills.
Listening to Wild Carrot and the Roots Band. You guys were doing this music before it was cool, weren't you?
Is it cool now?
It's really cool now. It's a huge explosion in Americana and Roots bands. But this is your heart. You love this music.
Yeah, I mean, I have a classical vocal background, but this has always been my starting and ending point for sure. Yeah.
talking with Pam Temple, main songwriter of the Wild Carrot, the new Wild Carrot album. I was going to ask you who your influence is, but I think a quick look at the album gives a couple of pretty good hints. You chose to include a couple of cover tunes this time around, mm-hmm. Emmylou Harris and Joni Mitchell. How did you decide to choose those tunes to record?
Yeah, and that last one, Kevin Welch. Well, Joni, I mean, that was the first record album that I got. I was a little kid. That was mine. I mean, I had older brothers and sisters, and my parents all had albums. I'm dating myself. Remember albums? When the cover art, you could, like, see it, and, you know. But so I got Court and Spark in the mail, and that just was like, wow. You know, that was it. As far as opening my eyes and my ears and kind of that door to music for me. So Joni always is just at the heart of it. And the dulcimer is just something that I do a little bit of and thought it would be something a little different, a different sound. So
I love the strings that you added to Case of You. They gave it a really different feel. Susanna, was that your idea?
Yeah. It's been a while since we were in the studio, so I can't remember exactly what
I
did.
We all kind of came up with the arrangement, talked it out, and kind of came up with the arrangement, who's coming in where. And we worked some of that out as a group.
And you mentioned the dulcimer. I know you and Spencer both play several string instruments today. We're kind of sticking with guitar, but Spencer, what are some of the other instruments that might pop up on a Wild Carrot gig?
A mandolin and, on a rare occasion, a banjo on my part. Now, Pam plays the mandolin as well, and she'll pull out the dulcimer. And then she has a little squeeze box, concertina, that she uses as well. So we have a variety of things that can happen. Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of fun. You can catch Wild Carrot live at the Leo Coffee House, at Farmers Markets, the Front Street Cafe, and concerts in the park. They've toured regionally and internationally, and all of the dates available on their website. We'll link that to you. We'll link you to that through our website, WVXU.org. Pam, the last song on the record is one of your newest songs. It's kind of your holiday tune, A Cold December Day. And I think you told me once that that one came really quickly.
It did. That was the result. A couple songs on the album are the result of challenges from songwriting groups. Like, so that was to write a song about snow. So that was my song about snow. There's another song on the album called Objects of Virtue. That was a challenge to write about just an everyday, ordinary object. And I wrote about a spoon. So that pops up on the album. So yeah, things come in all different ways. Yeah.
What's on the agenda for Wild Carrot as far as marketing this record? What's the master plan? Where are you going to be next?
Do we have a master plan?
Well,
I think I'm the master plan.
At the Leo Coffee House coming up later in April. What is that date?
Do you know the date at the Leo Coffee House?
We'll link you to it through our website.
Once we know it, we'll tell you.
We'll be at the Leo Coffee House, which is the home of the Queen City Balladeers. And it's always a Sunday night at the Zion United Church of Christ in Norwood. And we're there the third Sunday of April.
It's a great music venue.
And it's a listening room. Yes. There's no, you know, clinking or serving or yelling or TVs above your head or anything like that. So we love playing there. So that'll be the next best chance to get your hands on the CD and see us play the tunes. So
you'll always have them at your gigs
of
for
course,
sale and
of
online.
Course.
We've been visiting with Wild Carrot and the Roots Band. I know y'all have to go, but I'm going to beg you. How about one more song? Thanks.
So this is a song we've been playing for a while, actually, and I wrote this song. This is probably the first song I wrote with a band in mind, because we played it as a duet for so many years. So that was an interesting exercise for me, but it was kind of a little, as close as I get to writing a bluegrass tune, I guess. It's called Blue Bottle Tree.
I can't stop the rain from falling. Can't stop your soul from calling me. I made a blue bottle tree to keep your soul from haunting me.
from haunting me.
Wild Carrot's entertaining and moving music has something for everyone. Their mastery of these acoustic instruments and placement in the arrangements wrapping around the stories that they sing, their live shows honest, soothing, uplifting, and fun all at the same time, moving an audience from laughter to tears and back again, and their flawless harmonies make the listener feel like they're in a conversation with old friends. Wild Carrot and the Roots Band on top of their game on the new album Between the Dark and the Light. A link to their performance schedule and info on the new CD can be found through our website, wvxu.org. Spencer Funk, Susanna Barnes, Pam Temple, and Julia Higgins, thanks for making time to visit this evening. Around Cincinnati is produced by Lee Hay. Our engineer was Rick Andres. For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal.